MG has a piece of advice. Never operate heavy machinery while listening to the Rush Hour Catch-Up podcast. For the right advice and over 90,000 products, head to Kennards Hire. Kennards.com.au.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, it's Tuesday and a huge bit of news to kick it off. MG, the Parramatta Eels have shocked the rugby league world today by rejecting the proposal to play their home games at the new Western Sydney Stadium.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it, at the moment? Just when the 2019 draw is about to be put together for next season, there's a bit of a spanner in the works, and it happens to be a mighty big spanner.
Absolutely. Bernie Gurr, the boss of the Parramatta Eels, will join us next to explain why they've rejected the proposals. Kangaroos side has been named for the Tongan Test match this weekend.
Yep.
We'll break that down. Matt Logue from the Daily Telegraph, NBA chief writer and for the NBL as well. He's going to come on because the NBA season kicks off tomorrow morning, MG. Oh,
76ers v Celtics.
And
yeah,
there's that many Aussies going around, especially that Ben Simmons. We need to talk about that. Matt Logue will join us just after 6:30. And MG, we have got a brand new segment that we're going to be debuting tonight on the show.
I love it too.
It's a positive news segment, so that's coming up towards the end of the show this evening. But it's been a big day for us already, MG.
Well, we met, thank you to the Sydney Kings for having us this morning at Kudos Arena. We met there at about 11 o'clock, myself, you and Charlie, our producer, and we had a bit of a game of horse. Myself and Andrew Bogut against you and Jerome Randall, and Brad Newley was our referee. And let's just say that without giving too much away, because tomorrow it'll be on the show and the video will be up and it's all extravagant, but the little guys punched above their weight, baby.
If you're not following us already, at Rush Hour Triple M on the Instagram and on Twitter, that's the place to see that footage tomorrow. MG.
But what about how the day unfolded? But then we come into World Square, we had a bite to eat, and then at about 1 o'clock, Sam, our IT man, said, look at this breaking story.
Mm.
And it was the Parramatta story. It's just amazing how sport just is the gift that keeps giving.
Crazy, crazy day. That Parramatta story has, as you said, thrown a spanner in the works of the NRL. We are going to speak to the Parramatta boss, Bernie Gurr, next to get his explanation as to why they rejected. And we want to hear from Parra fans as well, MG.
133353, Parramatta fans, give us a buzz. Let me know your thoughts.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's number one, Sydney's number one sports show. On Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, MG. The Kangaroo side has been named, unchanged.
Yep.
You made some suggestions yesterday. I want to get your thoughts coming up in about 15 minutes. Also going to speak to Matt Logue, previewing the NBA season, which kicks off tomorrow morning in about 25 minutes. But first, let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, as we discussed, Parramatta have rejected a bid to play their 2019 home games at the brand new $300 million Western Sydney Stadium. That was explained to Parramatta Eagles fans today in a letter from this man who joins us on the line now, CEO of the club, Bernie Gurr. Good evening, Bernie.
Good evening, guys.
Unbelievable, Bernie. We were sitting around having some lunch today, and myself and Liam and another colleague, and up came a prompt on the news, a news feed about Parramatta rejecting an offer from Venues Live to play their games there. And first thing we thought about was, let's get the man on the phone and let's see what happens.
Yeah, MG, what's basically happened is this. With the look, the NRL 2019 season draw is imminent. It's going to come out at probably at the back end of next week. Further to that, our fans have been asking us, you know, where we're going to play. So, and whilst they've expected Western Sydney Stadium, the reality is the negotiations haven't been going that well. So we felt an obligation to communicate that back to our fans. We've done that today. We've tried to be as honest and transparent as possible, because the reality is, mate, the offer that is on the table from Venues Live for us to play there is just simply not acceptable at the moment to the board and management of the Parramatta Eels or the Parramatta Group. Now, I want to preface that by saying that clearly, you know, we haven't spent literally 3, 4, 5 months negotiating this deal because we don't want to play at Western Sydney Stadium. Look, the Western Sydney Stadium, mate, it's going to be a great venue. It's a purpose-built rectangular stadium. It's going to be a great venue for sport, but particularly for rugby league. So we want to play there, but at the end of the day, you know, historically, rugby league clubs, particularly in Sydney, have made very poor financial returns on their stadium deals. And We're just not prepared to do that again, mate. We're going to commit as an anchor tenant 11 games a year for 15 to 25 years. So we believe we should get a good deal. And what this does, mate, it ensures our fans and members get a really good game day experience. It means that we can generate a fair amount of revenue out of the stadium so that we can put that money back into our NRL team, back into our junior rep program, and also into our community initiative. So, mate, this is too important a deal for us not to get right. But I do want to stress, we've negotiated in good faith, and we just want a fair and reasonable deal.
Bernie, what are the sticking points? What are the main sticking points at the moment on the proposal?
Mate, the sticking points, not surprisingly, it's a negotiation. The sticking points are around the financial arrangements of the deal. So, you know, there's a set amount of revenues that come out of these stadiums. And historically, as I said before, rugby league clubs have basically negotiated very poorly in the past. Our current deal at ANZ is a deal we inherited. It's not a good deal. We've had games where I've actually lost money on putting on games, and that's our core business is putting on NRL games. So, look, we feel obliged that we need to push back and get a fair and reasonable financial deal so that our members and fans will have the best game day experience in Australia. But at the same time, our fans understand that we need to get an economically sustainable deal as well for our club.
You mentioned it's a negotiation. The other party, Venues Live, who are managing the stadium, would believe that their offer is no doubt fair from their side of the situation. How far is the club prepared to go with this, Bernie? The draw is due next week. Round 6 was meant to be the first home game for Parramatta fans at the new stadium. Have the Eels started looking at alternate venues yet?
Look, we have not done that as yet. We've been, as I said, mate, we've been operating in good faith. We've been negotiating in good faith. Look, clearly our preference is to play at Western Sydney Stadium. We're, you know, I could come out and posture that, you know, that it's not, but that is clearly our number one. Mm. But there is the possibility that if negotiations don't improve, that we would have to potentially investigate that. But, you know, our preference is to play there. We've spent a number of months trying to negotiate that. But at the same time, we have to get a good deal for our members and fans, and we have to make sure that we deliver to them a great game day experience and also earn sufficient revenues out of the stadium so that we can continue to be a viable and a financially sustainable football club.
Bernie, the NRL fixture is probably a confusing enough process to put together when clubs know where they will be playing. Have you had any phone calls from a concerned Todd Greenberg that this deal hasn't been done yet?
No, we've actually been in dialogue with the NRL over a number of weeks. They're very aware of our position. We've kept them as a professional courtesy and professional protocol, mate. We've kept them up to date with what our position is. One of the key points there is that the NRL's been stressing that there must be fair and reasonable deals for the rugby league tenants, in other words, clubs like the Eels. So, yeah, mate, the NRL is right across this.
Well, I've got you on a roll, Byrne. What about Jared Hay, mate? What's the latest with you?
Andrew, I was waiting for that one, mate. Thank you. I'm surprised you didn't lead with it.
No, mate. On the spot, of bringing it into my web first. You know what I mean?
Very, very good strategy, mate. Now, look, the reality with Jared is that Brad spoke to him directly and said we want him at the club in 2019. I spoke to him on the phone last week. I told him we want him. Look, we've got to work through a few. There's a few other issues behind the scenes, not around what we need to do to put ourselves in a position to make Jared an offer, but our fans can be rest assured that if we can do it, and we're very confident we can, that Jared will be with us in 2019. But as I've told him, very honestly, we've just got a few things we've got to work through before that.
Appreciate your transparency, mate.
Absolutely, and it certainly sounds like, Bernie, you have got the fans forefront of your mind when it comes to both the stadium and Jared Haynes' future, which I'm sure they'll be pleased to hear. Bernie Gurr, CEO of the Parramatta Eels, thank you for your time.
Thanks, boys.
Great to have Bernie Gurr on there, MG.
Well, it is. Parramatta have been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons of late, and if I'm a Parramatta fan, which we've got a lot of people ringing through who obviously are Parramatta fans, I would be buoyed by the fact that the leader of our club is sticking up for us.
Parramatta fans, we're going to hear from you next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Plus, we've got a statement from the other party involved in this, MG. The stadium managers.
Two sides to every story.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. The second test between Pakistan and Australia is underway as well. Pakistan won the toss, elected to bat. They are currently 1-44. Mitchell Starc with the only wicket thus far in the game.
Bit of a green top too.
Bit of a green top.
Oh, it suits us.
They named an unchanged side going into that one. MG, we're doing this.
Trending now.
discussing the fact that Parramatta have rejected the proposal from the Western Sydney Stadium to host their games there in 2019.
You've got a little bit of a statement there from Venues Live as well.
Yeah, Venues Live is the operator of Western Sydney Stadium. We reached out to them today and they got back to us with this statement. Discussions with the Parramatta Eels Rugby League Football Club in relation to commercial terms at Western Sydney Stadium are ongoing. The Eels are one of the great Sydney sporting clubs with one of the biggest supporter bases in the NRL, and the club has an enormous opportunity playing out at the new 30,000 Western Sydney Stadium from 2019.
Oh, what a beauty it's going
to
be.
Every attempt is being made to strike a deal in time for the release of the 2019 NRL draw. While a deal has not been reached at this time, we remain committed to working with the Eels to ensure their members and fans get to see all that the magnificent new stadium has to offer in season 2019 and beyond. So pretty stock standard stuff.
Yeah, straight bet. Let's go to Jack from Aruba. Jack, a Parramatta fan, mate.
Yeah, g'day, MG. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks, buddy.
Hey, when is 2018 going to finish the Para fans? I mean,
oh, you poor bastard.
poor bastard. Oh, man, I won't even say the word on radio, but...
Oh, you can.
Nah, from bad to worse. I mean, look, God, you got to love Bernie Gert. I mean, he's super, super duper quick when it comes to bad news and delivering to Para fans. I mean, all year we've copped it from... pillar of the post from if it's a player, official, or whatever it might be, and but we hear nothing on recruitment side. I noticed that you mentioned about Jared, but it's like, I mean, we have been absolutely pumped this year.
Well, you've got Junior Paula, you've got Sean Lane, who was one of the Manly's
Sean Lane
best.
Sean hasn't been announced, MG. What are you talking about? It's only Blake and Junior
and Blake Ferguson, who could be your next semi Rajradra.
Oh, I doubt it. But, like, Parramatta fans are pretty hostile there, mate. To receive news like they did today and being a member,
yeah.
I mean, like, what are they thinking? Like,
yeah, that's why we want to know from the Parramatta fans. What are you feeling?
And I mean, I'm filthy. I mean, like, I just can't believe it. I mean, they're trying to strike a deal. We're paying $70,000 a game at Parramatta Stadium beforehand, and this mob here now want to pay, they want 210. I mean, I just don't understand it. I can't see light into this tunnel. I mean, like, I've been a Para fan for about, 35 years. I'm 51 your age, MG. Mm-hmm. So I've been through the good times and the bad times, and I'm telling you, this is the worst year of my life as a Para supporter. Oh. And all I need is Bernie Gurr to give me some positive news instead of giving Parramatta absolutely terrible news, and that's week to week, if it's from a financial point of view or someone being sacked, R.E. Kenny Edwards or whoever it might be.
I feel like Jack is unloading in a big way here. I feel for him.
You know what Jack needs? Jack needs to stay random city t-shirt.
All right, Jack.
It'll ease his burden. He'll calm down. And by the way, I'm only 50, not 51.
Wendy and Chipping Norton, how do you feel about the Parramatta announcement today?
Oh, look, I'm glad that they're being honest and they're looking after us members and fans, because it's not all about just what's on the field. It's the transport, it's the food, the beverages, the whole thing. We don't want to be paying through the nose. And I'm glad that they've decided now to look after the members, because that seems to be what Bernie's all about, and he keeps us updated.
Yeah, you imagine, Wendy, that there's some sticking points around, you know, getting from the station to Para Stadium for those that aren't driving. You can imagine there's other things around, you know, obviously prices. I keep saying that with such a big stadium, I'd rather see, you know, 30,000 packed into a stadium paying $10 entry. And once you've got him in there, then I don't care what the people have got to pay for food and drink and that, because someone's got to make money. But let's make the entry level $10 to get into a first grade game. You'll get 30,000 every week instead of paying, you know, an average of 30 to get into a game, and only getting 10,000.
Frankie in Croydon Park, are you happy with the decision of Parramatta to reject the proposal for the stadium?
No, not at all, guys. It just shows how incompetent the Bernie Gurr and the staff is there. They've had more than 18 months to broker this deal. They've only been able to come forward now and say that what the issues are, because the NRL need to publish their draw. They've already started selling the membership packages for the new stadium and set the prices. Now, they've put up the prices in some cases by 75% of our season tickets. And I've been a season ticket holder for over 15 years.
Frankie? From what price to what price, mate?
Oh, mate, we've gone up from $380, $420 up to $700.
Jesus.
Per pass. Yeah. So how can they actually start selling tickets or selling membership for a stadium that they don't have a deal with, right? So they've been able to set these prices. What budget have they set in place? What they know they're playing at a brand new stadium. It's going to cost the premium, and they should be catering for it accordingly. And they've done that by bumping up our membership prices, yet they have not been able to broker this deal. And, mate, they've had over 18 months to do this deal.
As a para faithful, what can you see being the sticking point between negotiations?
Oh, mate, you know, yeah, you've got to look after the members, absolutely. But at the same time, that's our home ground. That's been our home ground for, you know, since 1947.
Bloody oath it
is. These guys are incompetent enough not to be able to broker a deal with such a professional organisation like Venues Live is that manage ANZ and the new Perth off the stadium. Mate, these guys really don't know how to run a club whatsoever, mate.
Mate, thanks for your thoughts, Frankie. We're taking them on board, mate.
Some passion running through the Parramatta fans. And the last thing we would want, MG, is to see that stadium open next year and it be half full.
Oh,
I think it is so important that that stadium is full.
I think we've got to learn from our mistakes. You know, we don't want to see games with that hold 80,000 capacity with 8,000 or 9,000 people at the game. It's no good for the product. If you do, at least have double headers there.
Absolutely. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We've got to move on from this discussion, MG. The Kangaroos have been named an unchanged side for the game against Tonga this weekend.
Yep.
We'll talk about that next.
Hey! Think you're struggling to get home in traffic? Oh. This guy has to head all the way to Penrith after work. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here as well. The score in the second test between Pakistan and Australia. Still 1-51. Pakistan won the toss, elected to bat. Mitchell Starc with the only wicket, taking Mohammad Hafeez, MG.
By the way, we're going to M&M together.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Are you buying the tickets?
I'm going to take you on a little voyage.
I'm in. Can we take producer Charlie?
Of course.
Brilliant.
He's paying. How good would that concert be?
It's going to be outstanding. Wow. Couple of little tidbits of news. Tom Scully of the GWS Giants is officially a Hawk now. He has been traded for a fourth round selection. There's been the trade week ends for the deadline is tomorrow.
And you're going to give me a bit of. Look, I'm a bit, you know, blasé when it comes to the AFL. If you're going to give me a complete run through tomorrow, exactly how it works.
I'm going to break it down. It's been hectic. There's been plenty going on. We're going to break that down in tomorrow's show. Paul Gallen has signed on for a further year with Cronulla Sharks. So he will see out his career next year with the Cronulla Sharks in what you would assume would be his final season, unless he decides to go around again. But MG, we need to talk about the Kangaroos because they lost to the Kiwis on the weekend. They've got another test match coming up against Tonga this weekend. You made some suggestions in yesterday's show.
Yeah, I did. I suggested a couple of subtle changes, as I think it's kind of our prerogative to do after a loss. And I think that I can also see why they've kept the status quo, because if I was a player in that team, I'd want a chance at redemption.
So you suggested that Regan Campbell-Gillard should come in at the expense of either Jordan McLean or Aaron Woods. And you also, your other change was that Tyrone Peachey come into the side onto the bench in place of Ben Hunt.
Yes.
Mal Meninga has named an unchanged side. Tyrone Peachey is on standby in case Luke Keary does not recover from that concussion he suffered in the test match against the Kiwis.
Yeah, which is fair enough. Mm. I get it. I honestly get it. As a player, as I said, if I was in that team that played against the Kiwis that got ambushed, I want another chance of redemption. And Mal is kind of that kind of guy, and I'm glad he is, because this Tongan team aren't going to be any easier. If you said to me 12 months ago that Australia playing Tonga, you know, this next weekend, I'd be going, oh, yeah, we'll beat them by 40. This test match has got my spine tingling. I've got goosebumps already thinking about the 30,000-strong crowd that's going to be all there as singing as one in a sea of red. I cannot wait to watch it.
Yeah, they're expecting a record-breaking crowd. And MG, even more so if I'd told you that the Kangaroos would be facing Tonga coming off a loss.
I know. See? Rugby League, the game that keeps giving.
It is back, absolutely. Still to come tonight, another chance to join our Tough Mudder team, MG. We're going to be competing at this in November up at Glenworth Valley. A chance to join our team coming up next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Still to come tonight, your chance to join The Rush Hour with MG's Tough Mudder Team, an event coming up in November. We are going to be competing in Glenworth Valley. We'll give you details on that very shortly. We do the Rush Hour thanks to Kennards Hire for projects small and big. We've got what it takes to make your job easy. Kennards has the right equipment plus the right advice to make their next job easy, no matter how big or small. With over 90,000 products, brilliant service and advice, Kennards Hire has got what it takes to make your job easy. So head to kennards.com.au to check out more. MG, the NBL season is already underway, and the renaissance of basketball in this country can be attributed to a couple of things. Obviously, the return of Andrew Bogut, but a big part of it is the impact of Australians in the NBA. We all know about Ben Simmons, but you got a bunch of others plying their trade and making fantastic careers out of it.
Oh, it's never been seen before. The amount of Aussies abroad in the NBA who are basically flourishing, you know, Joe Ingles and the like, and Exum, and the list goes on. But that's it's kind of been one of them phenomenons that we've never seen before.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Aussies getting picked up in the draft pretty consistently over the past couple of years, and it all kicks off tomorrow morning. The new season starts. The first game is at 10 a.m. or there's a few games kicking off at that time. And to talk it at length with us is the Daily Telegraph's chief basketball writer, Mac Logue. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG, Matty.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Long way since the rugby league weekdays, brother.
Absolutely, MG. Definitely a long way, and you know, these days, not only rugby league, but plenty of basketball. And as you guys mentioned, so many Australians in the NBA. You know, Australians love basketball, but particularly the NBA. And we're going to see that this year, and it's headlined by the reigning Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons.
Yeah, unbelievable. So we saw you this morning, Matty, down at Qdos Arena, a bit of a shoot around with the Kings, who are very accommodating indeed. 76ers v Celtics to kick the season off. What a mouth-watering contest.
Oh, it's huge, MG. We've only got to look at last year, the Eastern Conference semifinals, and the Sixers and the Celtics, that old rivalry, you know, from back in the 80s, was, you know, was really returned to its prime years. But the Celtics dominated that series. They ended up winning it quite convincingly. And Ben Simmons, after such a stellar rookie year, was exposed defensively. So I'm really fascinated to see how, after a full off season of honing his skills, particularly, you know, his shooting and his defensive skills, to see how Ben responds.
Before we move on from Ben Simmons, we know he won the Rookie of the Year award last year, and he led the Philadelphia 76ers to playoffs for the first time in a long, long time. But what is he capable of this season? Is there a chance we could see him named in an All-Star game? Has he got the possibility of making an All-NBA team? What's his ceiling this year?
Last year we've seen with Ben, like, his skill is phenomenal. So he has no problem stuffing the stat sheet with his rebounding. You know, his scoring, particularly his ability to drive to the basket. But it's his outside shot that needs work. You know, last year he really struggled with that. And I think he's determined to get an established jump shot to add to his repertoire. He also wants to get to the free throw line more. But I think Brett Brown, a former, you know, Sydney Kings coach who spent a lot of time out here, he's now the Sixers coach, and he's been working with Ben. He wants him to be on an all-defensive team, and he wants him to be an all-star. And you know, who knows? He potentially could lead the Sixers to the NBA Finals.
Well, ironically, we've seen him hanging around with the biggest name in basketball, and not the Kardashians. That is LeBron James, and obviously LeBron in LA is one of the big stories this year in the NBA.
Oh, it's massive, MG. It's exciting. You know, for so long, this marquee franchise in the NBA, along with the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, they've struggled and they've battled. They've now got the world's best basketball player in LA. Showtime's back. You know, all their preseason games with LeBron have been sold out. I have no doubt the Lakers can push with LeBron there, and you know, they can make the playoffs, and from there, who knows?
Very quickly, let's touch on some of the other Australians that will be suiting up in the NBA this coming season. Joe Ingles and Dante Exum, both with the Utah Jazz. Joe Ingles has almost become a cult figure of the NBA, and that's not trying to downplay how good he is, but his laconic approach, his sense of humour, and what he's doing on the court, he's become a favourite of the Utah Jazz.
Oh, Lee, he's terrific, Joe Ingles. I remember interviewing him in Sydney last year, and he literally, only a minute earlier before I met with him, he actually gave his sneakers to a kid on the street, and he was just like, mate, you know, I just thought he's just one of those lovable, good blokes, and he can play to boot. Last year, he had a franchise record. He broke a franchise record for 3-point makes, 204 for the Utah Jazz last year. You put in Donovan Mitchell, who was a Rookie of the Year candidate with Ben Simmons, and our and Australia's own Dante Exum, and I think the Utah Jazz are in for a massive year, and I think Joe Ingles will be at the forefront of that. And then you look at a few other Aussies, you know, like Patty Mills, Matthew Dellavedova, Thon Maker at the Bucks, and Ryan Brokhnov, who is a rookie, a guard out of Melbourne, he'll make his debut for the Dallas Mavericks this year.
All right, Matt Logue, the chief basketball reporter for the Daily Telegraph, thank you for your time. We're definitely looking forward to speaking to you a lot more during the NBA and NBL season. And as a man who was down at Kudos Bank Arena this morning while MG and I were having a bit of a shoot around, be honest, you're the expert. Who's got more chance of having made a career as a professional basketballer, Matt?
You know what? I think MG in the post, he would have been good. He wouldn't have taken any rubbish.
Thanks,
anyway.
Mate.
So, yeah. But, you know, so I think in another life. But how did it go, actually? Did Bogues end up aiming up?
Well, if you want to find out how it went, Matt, you can listen to the Rush Hour with MG tomorrow, because we'll have the full results and the video will be going up on our socials.
Thank you, Matty.
Matty, thank you for your time, mate.
Pleasure, guys.
MG, tomorrow's video when it drops of our game of horse with Andrew Bogut and Jerome Randall. Well, if you're not already following our Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M, full video will go up tomorrow morning. It'll be also on Triple M Sydney Facebook page.
Like my headband that I bought to the game.
Although Bogues had to point out that it was upside down. MG, do something out of the ordinary. Tough Mudder, Sydney, November 17th. Toughmudder.com.au. We are putting together a team. If you want to be part of that team, call us 1-333-53 now.
I just count money, that's all I do. I count my millions.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here, and MG, congratulations to Matty from the Central Coast.
Yeah, Matty will be joining us in the Tough Mudder, basically a bit of a home game for Matty. So we'll be heading up that neck of the woods. He might be able to give us some home ground
some
knowledge.
Some tips, yeah. If you're missing some mud in your life, try Tough Mudder, Sydney, November 17th to 18th. Toughmudder.com.au. Still going to be giving more chances to join our team, MG, all this week.
Yeah.
But MG, an ad break is a very long time in radio, because as we went to the break, Pakistan taking on Australia's second test, the Pakistan team won the toss, elected to bat. They were one for 54. Well, Nathan Lyon has just torn through the batting lineup. He's taken 4 wickets in 6 balls.
Holy moly.
To leave Pakistan 5 for 57. He has literally rattled through them. Nathan Lyon currently has figures of 4 wickets from 5 overs for 4 runs with 4 maidens as part of that. Here's a bit of the audio from Nathan Lyon's little spell there.
Yeah! Through the gate. Fantastic bowling again by Nathan Lyon. He's on fire. Bubba Azam has to go for a duck as well. Mickey Arthur cannot believe it. 4 wickets in 6 balls. Australia on fire in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, well. Look, as well as talking about on fire tonight, an unbelievable documentary, Fighting Spirit, talking about the Invictus Games, which are just around the corner. A director called Brad Cohn. Spent 12 months with the Wheeling Diggers, Invictus Games Dream. It'll be screening tonight on the ABC at 8:30 and on ABC iView. It's narrated by the great Chris Barth. It's a must watch. If you can't get home, or if you're going out somewhere tonight, make sure you IQ it, because Fighting Spirit, 8:30 tonight on the ABC.
Beautiful. The Invictus Games going to take Sydney by storm. Of course, that's the reason the Royals are visiting. We're doing plenty about the Invictus Games on this show. MG, up next, brand new segment on the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Nathan Lyon has ripped the heart out of the Pakistani batting lineup. They won the toss, elected to bat. Currently 5 for 58 after Nathan Lyon took 4 wickets in 6 balls, MG.
Yeah, they won for 54 at one stage, and that's and we thought it was going to be a green top, which would favour the quickies, but Nathan Lyon, you little beauty.
So Hale, Shafiq and Azam all gone for ducks. Those 4 wickets as well jump Nathan Lyon past Mitchell Johnson on the all-time wicket takers list ahead of for Australians. He only sits behind Shane Warne, Glenn McGrath and Dennis Lilly now.
Far out.
It's crazy.
Hasn't that... Oh, wow, he snuck up... quietly.
Absolutely. MG, we've got a brand new segment.
Yes, it's a great segment. I like this one.
We want to celebrate good news stories from the world of sport. Now, these won't always necessarily be on-field success stories.
No.
But for the first one, it is...
Good news, everyone!
It's good news!
It's the Rush Hour's Good News Corner.
The good news keeps on coming.
I like that opener.
The dream.
Overnight, the Socceroos scored a 4-0 win against Kuwait.
Well done, Arnie.
The game was played in Kuwait. Graham Arnold, the new tenure as the Socceroos coach. But two players made their Socceroos debut. Weir Mabil and Thomas Deng, who were both substituted on in the second half. And Mabil also scored a goal in the 88th minute.
That's a good touch by Juric to get clear of the defender. And here's a chance for Auer Mabil, who rounds off his international debut with his first goal for his country. What a moment.
Absolutely, what a moment, MG. But the reason we are featuring this story on Good News Corner is because Thomas Deng and Auer Mabil were both born in Kenyan refugee camps as South Sudanese refugees. They emigrated to Australia. They fought with their family, fleeing a war-torn country. They've come through different footballing paths. They actually met, bonded over football in South Australia, in the outer suburbs, where they played for the same club. Mabil went through Adelaide United. Deng went through Melbourne Victory. Wow. And now they have both made their international debut
together. It's a fantastic story. It's a fantastic story. And the their cap presentation from Mark Milligan was very, very emotional. Mm. Even Mark Milligan was emotional giving it to the boys. And it's just one of them stories that gives you a really good feel about it, doesn't it?
A warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
That's why it's called Good News Corner.
Absolutely. If you come across any of those warm, fuzzy feelings from the world of sport you think we should be talking about in this segment, we're going to be doing it on the regular now, MG. We are done for the day.
Already?
Big show coming up tomorrow. We are going to be featuring the result, the video up on our Instagram page at Rush Hour Triple M of our game of horse with the Sydney Kings, Andrew Bogut and Jerome Randall.
Yes, we are. Maybe. I might get in there and cut a little bit of it.
And we're also going to be speaking with Latrell Mitchell still to come this week.
Yeah, unbelievable. Someone from the Tongan team hopefully tomorrow. He's Liam, I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
Tools down. That has been the Triple M Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast for Kennards Hire. They've got what it takes to make your job easy. Kennards.com.au.